Welcome to season 3 of Being Unapologetically Authentic, the podcast where we embrace our whole selves so that we can succeed on our own terms. My name is Jean Tian. I am your host of this podcast. And as a mom of two, with this podcast, a best-selling author, a TEDx Onyanta speaker, and the creator of the Success Method, I teach my clients and now you how to have it all without the overwhelm and hustle. Let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Being Unapologetically Authentic. And I am super excited to continue with the conversation of expectations for this episode. And so in the last episode, we talked about how expectations can impact and dictate the actions that you take in your day-to-day life. It can be the difference between a response versus a reaction to a particular situation. And I think also it really leads to our preparedness to be able to have a response or to be able to be our best selves at any time. Now, what I realized since the last episode or the recording of the last episode is that we never really talked about why do we have these expectations. I talked about it and I touched upon it a little bit when I was talking about the entitlement question as a guest that I had received as a guest on the other podcast. But what I hadn't really talked about is really like going deep into the why for these expectations, right? I will say that first and foremost, our expectations are very much tied to our beliefs. And our beliefs are based on various different factors. And I'll kind of group all of those factors into one word or one umbrella called your background. That's your educational background, the experiences that you grew up with, your family, what they've shared with you, ancestral teachings, right? That's what we call them. And then also the experiences that you've had growing up in school, as well as prior experiences at work. And so in the last episode, I gave a very good example of how background plays into your expectations. And I think I said this in the episode where I was talking about the Seek, Go, Create podcast as well, in the sense that when I first entered the workforce, I expected everybody to smile, to be kind and nice, and to have at least a very professional demeanor in the way that they spoke to you, as well as in their ability to understand you. Because if I am speaking a certain way, I expected another person to understand how I am speaking, right? And that is a whole different episode in and of itself, and we will cover that then. But first, let's talk about how the background is the why for the expectations that we have. If for those of you who have gone to business school or have taken a business degree or a business class of some sort, and or who has taken HR training of some sort, I'll give you another very basic example that I have experienced and I've encountered in my work, in my professional background as well. And so in this day and age, it is so ingrained into every HR training of non-discriminatory practices within the workplace, and to be aware of practices that could potentially be discriminatory. And so and the way that it's ingrained in the HR world within corporate is through HR trainings, mostly through HR trainings these days, right? You get the trainings, whether it's online or in person, that basically talk about the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And you talk about also in these trainings, the do's and don'ts in terms of harassment, of discrimination. And in these trainings, they give very
detailed examples of what would be a yes, you can do that and it's not illegal, versus a no, it's completely illegal and you can't do that. And so I grew up in corporate with these trainings. And through these trainings, I developed an expectation that individuals in a team, I'll put it lead role, meaning like individuals who manage people, all have a basic understanding of what they can or cannot say in a corporate environment. And it also includes the things that they can or cannot do in a corporate environment. But most of all, I bring in and I have this expectation that they actually care about doing the right thing when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and making sure and being, and that they have a desire to do the right thing at work. They have a desire to be mindful of it, and that they find that it's important to be mindful of it. Over the past few years, what I have really come to realize and what I've seen is that my expectations in terms of individuals who have a team underneath them, who manages the team, and how they should be, and how they should catch that, right? How they should behave when it comes to, you know, complying with the HR rules and regulations, the code of conduct. And not only that, but staying in, and but not only that, but staying in compliance with the spirit of those policies, the spirit of the laws, right? And keeping in the back of their minds what can or cannot be said. And these expectations have brought me down a rabbit hole that is so deep and so nasty that I would never, ever ask any of my enemies to go down the same hole with me. Because what has become abundantly clear is that most of the individuals that I have had as a manager, a supervisor, quote unquote, a boss, like the, you know, direct, they really don't understand the nuance. They don't understand the nuances of what's appropriate versus what's inappropriate. And I think there's some allowance in that, in the sense that maybe they haven't had the experience. And so, you know, the nuances are really hard unless you've been in the position, right? But more so in the sense that they don't care to understand. They don't care to understand the nuances. And for example, in the past, when I've highlighted a particular situation to a relatively senior manager, this manager dismissed it immediately, dismissed it without even talking to me about it to get my viewpoint or to help him understand why I am upset by a particular situation that crosses the appropriateness of DE&I. And for someone who is not an Asian female, for someone who is a Caucasian male, to dismiss without understanding or without looking into to better understand, right, the perspectives that I'm bringing forward was really eye-opening for me, because I was always of the impression, I was always told that, you know, managers are there for their team. Like, that's always what I've been told, right? Because as a manager, that's what I was told I had to do for my team as well. I didn't always do it well, so I'm not saying I'm perfect, but that was always what I was out there to do. And if somebody brought a complaint, it was my responsibility to look into the complaint and to truly understand. And if I don't understand it off the bat, I would go and talk to the person to better understand it. And so my expectation is that people would do the same. Other managers would do the same. My expectation was that people cared enough, or they had enough of an awareness, right, of what they don't know, or what they should know, in order for them to like say, okay, maybe this doesn't make sense on email, but let me call this person, or let me sit down with them over coffee and see like what is it that I'm missing. And the fact of the matter is, it hasn't been done in so many instances that I realize that this expectation that I have of how others should behave is just an expectation that has really caused so much dissonance in my career. Now, there's also a part of it. So, for those of you who are also thinking, but those are my values, yes. I absolutely agree with you. Those are my values. My values do sit here, right, in this area, in this arena. And the expectation is that, and I realize this now, is that others would have the same values. And quite frankly, they don't. And that's another expectation that I realized that I had, is that people want to do what's right for their team. And they don't. And because as a manager, that's the values that I bring forward. I try to do what's best for my team. And even though I am tough on my teams, I also try to protect them from all the other stuff. And the managers, for the most part, that I have had don't. And so it's these expectations that I bring forward about how the other person behaves that causes this level of tension and conflict in my life. And the reason that I have these expectations is because at the end of the day, what I realize, this just comes down to it, this one sentence in this entire podcast, is that I was taught that these are the things that you need to do in order to be successful as a manager, as an employee at work. And I took it to heart. And the expectation is other people would too, because it could be career threatening, etc. The reality is, people may have gotten the same training. I know my manager certainly got the same training as I did, they didn't have the same background as I do. They don't have the same values as I do. They don't care about the same things as I do. And so they won't actually, they won't respond in the way that I expected them to. And this causes then a lot of conflict, a lot of conflict within ourselves and within our teams and within your relationships, whether it's at work or at home. These are the reasons why the ba your background or everybody's background contributes to the expectations that we have. And so this is why it's so important for us to be able to identify, well, first of all, to appreciate that everybody's background is different, right? Not one person has the same background. Even within, the same family, I don't have the same background as my brother because we didn't grow up the same. Even if I had a sister, it wouldn't have been the same. And because our backgrounds are so different, our expectations, we cannot enforce our expectations on another. We cannot judge the situation based off of our expectations. We cannot judge another based off of our expectations. We can only adapt to the situation by reevaluating our expectations. What's really important? What's not really important? What can we let go of? And then watch as your conflicts start to dissolve slowly but surely. And watch as your relationships start to improve. Watch as the number of days that you have that are good at the office start to increase. I hope that this episode has brought forward some aha moments for you as well. I was actually getting them as I was talking through them, and so it's been super illuminating on my side as well. So thank you for joining me on my journey through my aha moments, through expectations and why I have them and how they impact me. And if you know of anybody who can benefit from this, who may be looking for their aha moment, please do like and share and subscribe to the channel for alerts on when the next episode comes up. I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys.